There's a question about Ritvik. It is well established that Ritvik philosophy is not a bona fide and authoritative in Gaudiya Vaishnavism from Srila Prabhupada and also from scriptures, but we find the reference at Ritvikvad in the book of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridharmaraj, Sermons of the Guardians of Devotion, which reads as follows. According to the desire of my divine master, I have been maintaining this disciplic succession, but it is no longer possible for me as I am now too old and invalid. You all know that from long ago I have chosen Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj and I have given him sannyas. All my Vaishnava god brothers are very affectionate toward him, and it is also the desire to give him this position. I have previously given to him the charge of the math. Now I am giving him the full responsibility of giving Harinam. Harinam, Diksha, Sannyas, etc. Excuse me, Harinam, Kama, Diksha, which means Gayatri, Pancharatriki, Dik, second initiation, what we call, Sannyas, etc., as an Acharya of this math on behalf of myself. Those who have regard for me should give this respect and position to Govinda Maharaj as my successor. As much as you have faith in my sincerity, then with all sincerity I believe that he has got the capacity of rendering service in this way. With this I transfer these beads. From now he will initiate on my behalf as Ritvik. The Ritvik system is already involved both here and also in the foreign land. The Ritvik is the representative. If you want to take from me and you take by his hands, then it will be as well and as good from taking from me. In the Mahamandala, Sagar Maharaj and many others are also Ritvik of Swami Maharaj and also myself. Now I shall go from here and he will do the necessary. On my behalf, he will give Harinam, Diksha, Sannyas and everything. I wasn't there and I don't know the date. If we have the date, it would be better. As far as I understand, what he's saying is, I mean, one way of taking it, there's only two ways I can take it, is that Sridhar Maharaj is incapacitated and that he wants Govinda Maharaj to become the next Acharya of his institution. And so he will be giving initiation on behalf of Sridhar Maharaj. And then, as Prabhupada did while he was still alive, and then after that he will take disciples for himself. Or what he's saying is that he's now taking disciples for himself, but as my disciple, he's acting on my behalf, on my order. So I'm ordering to do it. So becoming his disciple is the same as becoming my disciple in that sense. But no one in Gaudiya Math, or no one outside of the Ritvik camp, has ever recommended Ritvik. Neither Sridhar Maharaj or anyone has ever recommended Ritvik. There's no question that he would recommend it. So it's only one of those two things, that he's retiring from giving initiation, or that he is empowering Govinda Maharaj, Govinda Sundar Maharaj, to initiate on his behalf, which means that Sridhar Maharaj is still present. It's just that he's not physically doing the action of giving the initiation. So there's either one of those two. I don't know. It's definitely not Ritvik, but it'll be one of those two. Or he's been empowered now, and as my representative, he's initiating, and they'll be his disciples. But generally, Ritvik means someone who's representing another and doing the rituals and so forth for the other person. And he said Sagar Maharaj and many others are also Ritvik of Swami Maharaj, which means Prabhupada. And so I would have to know what year this is. But if he's equating it to what was done for Prabhupada, then he means, I'm suspecting he means, during Prabhupada's time, this was done. So I'm doing the same thing that, and of course, this brings up the question, when Prabhupada wanted the devotees to act as Ritviks, did he want them to initiate on their own behalf or on Prabhupada's behalf? But either way you take it, you could say Prabhupada appointed them because he was indisposed and he wanted them to become his disciples, and later on, if he got better, then he would start initiating again. But the question Ritvik never came up. So whether we understand it, he's initiating his own disciples or initiating on behalf of Sridhar Maharaj, definitely it's not Ritvik. That's for sure. There's no question. Hare Krishna.